they call a geek. A little girl who never smiles, cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all.
That's right. Don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot with you, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, on another Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, saying welcome one and welcome all to the program here tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number one, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear your prayer requests, prayer praises, and any of those good things tonight, because once again, in the house, we have Dr. Doug Quick with us, again, continuing his message on growing in grace, and we are curious of how long this will go on. It seems to be an ongoing series, not that we wish it to quit, but we hope it continues because we're getting lots of good meat on that. Amen. But right now, Ruth, who do we got with us on the line tonight?
Well, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, band of angels. We have you, Sister Emily, and Brother Quick with me.
All right. Well, Sister Emily, what kind of requests you got for us tonight? Or maybe some prayer praises along with them. Of course, you have to unmute yourself here. Okay, got your coffee, right, Emily?
Huh?
Got your coffee, right?
No, I got me a Diet Dr. Pepper instead.
Well, make sure you get good and awake here. Okay, go ahead.
I had to be a comedian there. Well, this morning I got, after I spoke with you, I got a phone call about a possibility of a more stable, permanent place and a safer place for both Dad and I.
Please God.
I gotta wait for the call back tomorrow if things pan out and work out, which I know with God's help they will. We should know whether the one place I left a message for today is going to pan out. If it does, praise God. But otherwise, I know God's got it, and he'll provide no matter what.
Okay. And any other requests, Emily?
I'll also be praying for my daughter. She called. She asked for prayer tonight. She didn't say what's going on, but all I know is it's a special one spoken for her. I'll also be praying for Dad, who's in rehab, also my mom, who's in a rehab center.
Okay. So your mom, your dad. Okay.
Naturally, all our first responders, which by listening to the scanner tonight, they are very busy.
Okay. And then,
also,
of course, Ruthie.
Kenny. Also, for you, Ruth Ministries, and the prayer request we've had for getting a bus to get our bus out there and do more ministry.
Okay. Well, actually, we heard Brother Six. All right, Six, you got any prayer requests, prayer praises for tonight?
Yes, I do. Good evening, everyone. Hello to the staff of the Six Eyes Radio Network, Brother Quick, everybody else on the line that's around the city and states around the world, country. Definitely praying for mankind. Definitely the Buffalo situation, the California situation. Just praying for every crazy, chaotic situation that's going on in the world. So praying for mankind. That covers everybody in the world, my family, your friends, my fans, my friends, your fans. That covers everybody. So just praying for that. Thank you.
Okay. And Sister Ruth, your turn.
So I'm not feeling good, but I know the Lord will take care of me. I love everybody else and pray for everybody else too.
All right. And Brother Quick, the last time I mentioned you, remember I told you that your one message there got me under a little conviction under, instead of just praying for a bus, but to actually get on the ball, do some checking? Well, we've been doing some checking. So we got a couple of possibilities, a couple school districts that have buses that they'd sell us for, I mean, seemed to be a pretty reasonable price. So we've got some checks in on that. So now we're just going to put it in God's hands as to possibly raising some money and the Lord sending by the donors to get the funds for that. So that's the next prayer in the situation of the bus. So that's where we stand on that.
All right.
Then, of course, our police officers, and as Brother Six said, all of mankind. And so we're turning the mic over to you and the floor over to you for these prayer requests and then your message. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. It's good to hear that you've been busy out searching for a bus, because that's usually what it takes for the Lord to understand just how earnest we are on different things that we're asking him for. And so I'm just glad to hear that. Miss Emily, I'm glad to hear that you're trying to get a better place for you and your dad to be living. And for your daughter, for that special request, we don't have to know anything about that. The Lord knows all about that. and for your dad and your mom being in rehab, and for the first responders. And my plea every day is that God will be with every policeman in this nation. Waycross is a growing town, but it's not near the size of places like Sacramento or Atlanta, different places like that, where the police have to be very careful concerning their moves, because there's always somebody wanting to shoot them down. Now, I understand that. And Brother Six, that's good to hear you tonight. And I know all of mankind, that most assuredly needs to be a prayer request of each one of us, because, you know, there was a day when we didn't know Christ, and there was somebody that was praying for us. And I found that out after I had come to know Christ as my personal Savior, and I was very glad, and I've been very thankful ever since. And I asked the Lord many a time in my praying time just to deal with different ones, and they'll never know that I'm praying for them. That's all right. The Lord knows that I'm praying for them, and the Lord knows how to take care of it much better than what I do. So let's pray tonight and ask the Lord to be with us in this service tonight. Our Father, thank you so very much for being with us here tonight. Thank you for each of these requests that were brought to our attention. And Lord, there's so many needs, and these requests that were brought to our attention, they don't even begin to touch the needs of so many people around us, and we understand that, and you understand that, and we're just glad for that. And so we're just asking that you just minister. I'm glad that you know every need about everybody in all of this world. You never get tongue-tied on anything. You never get so much on your mind that you lose track of where you're at. That's what we do. But you are our God. You are the creator of all things. You're the God that set this world in place like it is, and it'll stay like that until you say it's enough and you just wipe everything out. I understand that, and I'm glad for that. So I'm asking that you'd be with us this night, be with each one that's listening to us all around the world. And we would plead with you like I have been pleading with you for days, that your spirit would be here and that you'd minister unto each heart that's listening. We don't know anything about any heart. All we know about is these requests that were made known to us. But there's so many other needs that were never made known to us. There's so many needs that people have never said a word to anybody about, but I'm glad that you know all about it. And so tonight I would plead with you that you would minister unto each of those needs. Those that have been brought to our attention, yes, indeed. Those that have not been brought to our attention, yes, indeed. You are our God, and there's so many lost people. I'm sure there's lost people listening to me right now. And if only they would understand the blessings that are there for them, Christ, to become their Lord and Savior, just like what we did. We didn't know about all of your blessings when we trusted you. But it was after we've trusted you in all these years that you're still blessing us. And what a life that is that you have for everybody. I would plead with you now that you'd be with us and help us and strengthen us and touch our minds this night. And we'll thank you very much for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to call our attention back to the book of James in chapter number 5. There are three different questions that start out the same way. Is any is any? And the answer to that, of course, is yea, there is. But listen to this. Look at verse number 13. If you've got a Bible, turn there, if you would please, at James chapter 5 and verse number 13. And listen to this first question. Is any among you afflicted? Well, we know that there's all sorts of people all around us that's afflicted. We know about the afflictions that we go through every day. Every day of my life since I have trusted Christ, there's been afflictions that's hit me one side or the other, or they've hit me right between the eyes, because the affliction is part of life, especially for the child of God. Is any among you afflicted? And this word afflicted here means to suffer from evil around us, to suffer from trouble around us. And that pretty much puts the whole thing right in sight for each one of us, doesn't it? Because every affliction that we go through comes to us from the evil that's around us. It comes to us from the trouble that's around us. All we've got to do is just open up our mouth and tell somebody, just anybody, about how we love the Lord Jesus. And you know what's going to happen next? Affliction. The devil's going to throw something at us. Affliction. Affliction is heading our way. Any among you afflicted, there's something that we can do about that. Let him pray. Oh, hallelujah. I remember many a time when I've had many affliction that has hit me. I didn't know what else to do except pray. And that was the best thing that I could do, because praying was how I was going to get my answer, because I was talking to my God, and my God knows everything about me. He knows everything that I was going through that day. He's known everything about everything that I went through every day, including today. Let him pray. We're to pray to God humbly and earnestly, and we're to plead with him for an answer. You see, we need to plead for a full amount of cheer. That's coming up next. But we need to be pleading with God for our answer. Plead with God for the Lord to help us according to his own will. Let me say that again. We're to be pleading with God earnestly for him to answer according to his own will, not according to my will, not according to Brother Sixer's will, not according to Brother Ken's will, according to God's will. Ken's looking for a bus for the ministry that they have for the blind. Well, listen to me. He's looking for a bus that he's needing for the ministry. He wants to get out and tell the blind around him about the Lord Jesus Christ. And if he'll go to the Lord in an humble manner, if he'll go to the Lord in an earnest manner, oh, the answer's going to be coming. Amen. Well, is any Mary? That's the second question. Is any Mary? Let him sing psalms. Well, hallelujah. There's another passage of scripture that talks about this. It talks about the filling of the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter number 5. Listen to these verses of scripture. Verse number 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And listen to the side. Listen to what's going to take place when that takes place. Verse number 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Woo, hallelujah. You see, James knew something about life. He knew what it was like to have a feeling of the Spirit of God. And that's what he's telling us about right here. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. That's just a very clear sign of being filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. That's where our answer will come from. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Woo! Hallelujah. You see, to be merry means to be full of joy. It means to be full of good cheer. It means to be joyful. Amen. And when you find yourself being filled with the Spirit of God, you're going to find a joy that will fill you that you will not even be able to explain to anybody. It will be a full joy, and you will know that you have got joy, more joy than you could ever explain to anybody else. That's what the Bible teaches us. Amen. Well, let's read on a little bit further. Look at verse number 14. Is any sick among you? We've got a lot of people that's sick. Amen. Since the COVID has hit this nation, there's been many, many, many people that have been sick. Yeah, amen. We know what sickness is all about. Oh, but listen to this verse of scripture. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Oh, hallelujah. Those people that like to listen to the church service on things like Facebook, they're not ever going to get anything for their soul. Amen. Because when they do have a need, when they find themselves sick, they can't just call some preacher somewhere and say, I need some prayer. No, 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 no. This is the work of the local church. Listen to me now. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Oh, that must mean that whoever it is that's getting sick knows what it means to be a member of a local church. Amen. That local church will know them by name. Amen. That's what this verse of scripture is talking about. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And listen to this. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Woo! Isn't that amazing? We've got congressmen, congresswomen, that are taking such a stand against anybody praying in Jesus' name. That is one of the most stupid things I think I've ever heard of in my life. Evidently, they've never read the Word of God. Jesus, the words of Jesus himself in the book of John, Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Ooh, amen. Praying in Jesus' name, that is a biblical thing to go on. Listen to me now. That's a biblical thing to go by. Jesus said, if you pray and ask anything in my name, I will do it. Oh, my soul. That's enough right there for me to want to leave Congress. Hallelujah. Well, listen to me now. Listen to me. The only way that we can handle things like this is to grow in God's grace. That's what we've been doing for several weeks now. Growing in God's grace. That's the only thing that we've got to go by. That's the only way that we can get strength for our souls. That's the only way that we can face from one day to the next day. That's the only way that we can make it from daylight until dark. Amen. From dark until daylight. Amen. It's the only way. It's the only way to be a part of a local, fundamental, Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church. That's what it all boils down to. You see, verse 14 says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, listen to me now. And the prayer of faith, verse number 15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Whoa, wait a minute. Let me hold right here. Let me explain something here. James is talking biblical stuff. He knows what he's talking about. And this verse of scripture one more time, it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Who's got the faith and who's doing the praying here? The one that's sick, that's not the one that's got the faith here. Oh, listen to me. Look back at verse number 14 again. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, whose prayer? The prayer of these elders, the faith that they've got, that they bring when they pray on your behalf for your sickness. That's where the faith comes in right there. It's their faith. It's not your faith if you're sick. It's not your faith. Listen to verse number 15 again. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Oh, listen. I could not even begin to tell you how many times I have called for the elders of the church, and I have been anointed with oil, and they have prayed over me. I couldn't even begin to tell you how many times God brought healing to my body. I knew it. I knew it many times before I got up off my knees. I knew that something had happened. Amen. That's what this verse of scripture is talking about. It's talking about the faith of those doing the praying around the sick. I'm not talking about the faith with the sick. You see, in order for a lost person to come to know Christ, it's not because they get sick and they call for the elders of the church. That's not when they come to know Christ as their personal Savior. No. They have to know Christ as their own personal Savior before they will ever come to the church elders for any sickness that they've got. Why is that? Because they know of the power of God already. They have already experienced the power of God. They know what the power of God can do. And these are sick people that we're reading about here, and they're a part of a local church somewhere, and they've called for the elders of the church to come and anoint them with oil and pray over them in the name of the Lord. Oh, listen, this doesn't have anything to do with soul salvation, nothing whatsoever, because soul salvation doesn't come that way. Amen. You see, the prayer of faith, it's a petition unto the very God in heaven, shall save the sick. The only deliverance for the sick, the faint, every elder that has been called upon to be righteous, to have their sins all confessed, to all be under the blood of Christ in full fellowship with the God that they are serving and believing. This, by the way, is not a forever saved, heaven-bound salvation. No. This is just a salvation from this certain sin. Amen and amen. Like I said, before this will ever happen, that person is going to have to already know Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's the only way that they will have faith enough to understand that they got to have the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil, because they know Christ as their own Lord and Savior. You see, if he has committed sin, the fact that we all miss God's mark of glory. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. Listen to this. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah for growing in God's grace. Yes. Hallelujah for growing in God's grace. Because those of us that have been sick, who are a part of a local fundamental Bible-believing church, those of us who have been those that have called on the elders of the church to come and pray over us and anoint us with oil, those of us that have been through that know the healing hand and the healing touch of God upon our bodies. We know it for a fact. I mean, we know it for a fact. Amen. You see, that's what we're talking about here. You see, this statement is positive proof when it says they shall be forgiven him. This statement is positive proof that this person who called for the elders of the church to come and pray is a born-again person, because salvation is one soul coming through personal belief. Romans chapter 10, listen to these two verses of scripture. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Oh, only then are we growing in God's grace when we know Christ as our personal Savior. We know him as our Lord and our Savior. We know him that way. Some of us have known him that way for a good number of years. It's never going to change. Once you trust Christ to save your soul, you're going to be saved from then. If you live to be 150 years after that, you're still going to be saved then. Amen. Because God gives us forever living. Amen and amen. Listen, I'm talking to you tonight about the fact of growing in God's grace. I'm talking to you tonight. Is there any among us that is afflicted? Well, what we're going to do about it? We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Why is that? That's where the answer will come. That's exactly where the answer will come, ladies and gentlemen. Is any Mary, is any of us filled with the Spirit of God? There's going to be proof of that. Because of that which comes out of our mouth and how we sing and how we praise the Lord from that point on. That's going to be proof. Amen. Well, is any among us sick? Have you called for the elders of the church to come and anoint you with oil and to pray over you in the name of the Lord? Have you done that? Bible-believing fundamental church, that is your privilege to be able to do that. God is waiting for you. Amen. God's waiting for you. You see, the prayer of faith. Who's got the faith? Those elders are the ones that got the faith. They have gathered around me. There's been times when there's been 50 or 20 elders around me, and they'll get to praying, and they'll get to believing God so much. They'll get to shouting. Some of them just get to weeping because they know what God's up to. Oh, and I knew what God was up to too. Amen. We knew what was coming. Amen. But you see, that's what takes place in the Christian life. When we learn that we're really growing in God's grace. We're really growing in God's grace. That's what living the Christian life is all about. Learning to live in God's grace. That's what I just read to you about tonight. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Well, who's going to be afflicted and not think about praying? Only those of us who already began growing in the grace of God. Is anybody merry? Let him sing psalms. P-S-A-L-M-S. Let him sing psalms. Who's going to do that? Those of us that already know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That's the only ones that's going to do it. Amen. Is any of you afflicted and going to call the elders to come and anoint you and pray over you in the name of the Lord? That's part of growing in God's grace also. Amen. These are privileges that God gives every child of God. Every child of God has got these privileges that I just preached to you about this in these few moments. These are privileges that God has given to each one of us who know Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Isn't that just amazing? Isn't that just amazing how God has already put it in his will for us? He's already going to take care of us in such a marvelous way. He's always going to do that. He is God. He's God. And that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to take care of us. And he's going to just keep right on taking care of us, just like what he has all the time since we've trusted Christ to become our Lord and our Savior. Oh, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to tell you that there's so much more for the in the Christian life than most of us will ever stop to realize. There really, really is. You know what we can do about that? Let me tell you what we can do about that. We can start singing. We can start praying. We can start praising the Lord. That's exactly what we can do. And if you have not been doing it so far, that's because of sin in your life, and you need to take care of that sin in your life. God will forgive you of every sin. He's always done it. He always will do it. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, our God is a God that never changes. He's got everything all laid out for the best of you and the best of me. Now listen to me. I'm here to tell you something. I'm here to tell you something. If you listen to God tonight, you will find out in a big hurry that God has something for you even this night. Oh, let's pray. Our Father, thank you so much for these moments together. Thank you for everyone that has sat and listened to me preach these words tonight. Thank you, Lord, for each one of us. I would plead with you for every person that's listened tonight. Some have never trusted Christ to save their soul. I know that. I know that to be a fact. And for them to all of a sudden bow their head, bow their heart, and cry out to you to save you, and for you to save them, and for them to go through such a wonderful change like every one of us has done, that'll not be a surprise to any of us. That's exactly what we have been praying and seeking your will for all through these days. So you minister unto us this night. You meet every need that we've got. For those of us who do know Christ as our personal Savior, I pray that you'll minister unto each need that each one of us has tonight. Because everybody listening tonight has got a need somewhere, and only you can meet that need. And I would plead with you that you do that very thing this very night. Well, thank you so much now. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Ken.
Amen.
All right, and Brother Quick, do you want to give us your snail mail information so that people can write you if they have questions or comments?
I'll do that. It's 1122-1122. Church Street, that's Waycross, one word, capital Waycross, Georgia, 31501. And I'll be looking forward to hearing from somebody this week.
Amen. And if you're unable, if you wish to use email, what we got in place is if you want to email me, at feelintouchking@gmail.com. That's, again, feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch as you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. Put in the subject line question or comment for Brother Quick, and then go ahead, type out your message just like you would a regular letter, and then what I will do, I will print that out, mail it to Brother Quick, And then when he responds and sends it back to me, then I will send it back to you via email, so you have that option as well. All right. Ruth, who do we got with us? So if anybody's got any questions or comments about the message tonight.
Well, we have you, of course, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have Sister Emily, Brother Quick, Brother Six, and Jim. We're glad to have him and me.
All right. So we'll start with Six, our founder. Got any questions or comments there, Brother Six?
Great message tonight, Brother Quick, as always. I like how you we have to talk to God. I mean, he knows our hearts, our desires, what we want, but he wants us to let it be known. You know, just like you sing your favorite song, yell for your favorite sport team or your favorite artist, he wants us to know that he's acknowledged and he knows what we want. He already knows, but he wants us to say it. So I like that. Thank you.
All right. And Emily, do you got any questions or comments?
Very good message tonight, Brother Quick. I think my triple action got busted tonight.
All righty. And I have to admit it was a good message, too, talking about if any be afflicted, let him pray. That was a pretty good point there, just reminding us, you know. And then the second point that he made there, it's not the one who's sick that has to have the faith, because sometimes their faith is being tested. It's the elders who their faith got to be straight there, because we hear a lot in this one other denomination, we won't list any names, but they say, well, if you're sick, you must not have enough faith to be healed. And
you're
I like
on
him
toes.
Bringing out that point.
Stepping on toes.
I know I'm stepping on toes, but I'm not going to say the name of the faith. They know who they are. And that's. But Brother Quick brought out the point, no, it's the elders who have to have that faith, not the person who's sick. And he brought out that point, and I like him bringing out mm-hmm. that point tonight.
Yeah, great message tonight. And hello to First Lady Quick.
Well, thank you. She's sitting there, and she thinks she's too far away, and she don't think you hear what she says. So she's going to give you an answer anyway, Brother Pick.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
how
we hear
doing?
Her quite well.
Yes, how you doing,
well,
ma'am?
I'm doing fairly well. I need
Amen.
Your prayers, though. I'm going
yes,
for
ma'am.
A test,
okay.
injection in back next Tuesday.
Okay,
so
well,
I appreciate the prayers.
Okay. So, dear Lord, we want to pray for Mrs. Quick as she goes for her back injections. Please guide these surgeons' hands, the practitioner that's going to be working on her, praying for a speedy recovery. Keep her healthy, keep her strong, keep Brother Quick healthy and strong, and just cover them in the blood of Jesus and wrap your armor of protection around them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well,
Kenny, I got one real quick question for you.
All right.
Was that our dear founder out there and my adopted big bro?
Yeah, it was him. He was listening tonight, so you better behave.
Hello, big bro.
Hello, Emily. How are you?
Oh, and I do have a message for both you and Brother Quick tonight. Mother said to tell you too to keep going for God, and she's praying for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let me give a few last announcements here before we have Brother Quick close us in prayer. First of all, if you'd like to keep shows like this one on the air. Radio is not free. It may be free to you as you listen, but it's not free to us. So your donation and love gift is greatly appreciated, and you could help us by sending your love gift one of several methods. First off, for you PayPal users, you could go to paypal.com and enter the email address 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you entered the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And yes, even Brother Quick will verify that God will richly bless you. The final and method that you can use is if you wish to send a check or money order. And you could do that by sending Brother Six an email requesting the pay to and snail mail information for your check or money order. And you do that by writing him at sixeyes6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. In the subject line, put donation information requested, and then just write in your email that you're wishing to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network and are requesting the pay to and snail mail information to where you can send your check or money order. And he will gladly send you back the information. Amen. And then finally, Brother Six, we're going to let you give the information on how they can get this podcast and others of the shows on demand. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. We want to thank you for joining Brother Quick every Thursday here on the Six Eyes Radio Network for a message of Brother Quick. Every Thursday, you can have him on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday. That's right, on demand whenever you want. On your lunch hour, before you go to bed, you can have Brother Quick. Now, go to your section and your podcast section for your iPhone users. In the search box, you type in Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y. Oh, let's try this again. S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. In the top right corner, press subscribe, and you'll have Brother Quick on demand, and you'll be following the Six Eyes Radio Network. For you iHeart users, that's for Android, same thing. You go to the search engine, and you type in Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O, and press subscribe, and again, you'll have the Six Eyes Radio Network on demand, and you can enjoy any of the shows anytime you want on demand. You'll have the Six Eyes Radio Network. Put this number in your phone. 424-243-9617. That's 424-243-9617. That's the number to the Six Eyes Radio Network. We have a For the Love of Six Eyes Media Group. Please like that page. And also we have the Six Eyes Radio Facebook page. Like that page as well. God bless. Thank you.
All right. And so, Brother Quick, you're on with our closing prayer.
All right. Thank you very much, Brother Ken and Brother Six. It's just really good to hear you talking like that.
Thank you, sir.
You've made my night again tonight, and I just appreciate you very much for that. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given us tonight. Thank you for the message that you laid on my heart. I would plead with you that you'd continue to lead me and that you'd help these people, everyone that listens, that I'm asking you to help each one of us to get hold of exactly what it is that you're saying to us, because there's so much meat for every child of God, and it's our own fault if we don't get a hold of it and do something about it. And so we're just asking that you just minister that way according to each one of us. Now, Lord, thank you for these moments again this night on Six Eyes Radio. I would plead with you, you continue to meet the financial need, and we'll surely appreciate that very much, and I know that Brother Six will also. Now, Lord, for these requests that have been made throughout the night, I would plead with you that you'd minister according to your own sweet will. That's exactly how everything needs to be, according to your own sweet will. That's exactly how it is that we live our lives, according to your own sweet will. That's, we wouldn't have it any other way. And so I'm asking now that you just minister unto each one of us, minister on to each heart that was under conviction tonight that listened. I would plead with you that you'd minister unto them and that you'd bring them to a point where they will confess their sin and cry out and ask the Lord Jesus to become their Lord and Savior. Now, Father, I'm asking that you just be with each one of us this night and help us to understand life is short and all that's ever going to matter is what we get done for you. And so we're just thanking you now for these moments that you've given us together this night. I'm asking you just meet each need that's listening to me this night, and we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, Brother Six, if you want to close out with any final comments, you're on.
Once again, join us. Follow the Six Eyes Radio Network. Great programming 7 days a week of what you really want, the Six Eyes Radio Network. For those who's going to tune in later on, hey, the number is 424-243-9617. Put that number in your phone, 424-243-9617. Hey, follow us on social media, Six Eyes Radio, Facebook page, For the Love of Six Eyes Media Group, iHeartRadio, Apple Music. Just type in a search, Six Eyes Radio, press subscribe. Good night, praying for the world, praying for mankind. Please have a safe, peaceful night. Lord, watch over us as we sleep. Amen. Good night.